Deep in a remote desert, the Chinese government has built a runway. Now, satellite imagery, shared exclusively with NPR, shows new buildings appearing at the site. It's leading some to speculate this could be China's equivalent of Area 51. Jeff Brumfield has the story.
The runway appeared out of nowhere a few years back. It's 3 miles long. In 2020, observers think it was used as the landing site for a top-secret Chinese military space plane. Nobody knows exactly what the space plane looks like, but it's probably small.
It's certainly not big enough, I would say, to fly people, right?
Jonathan McDallas at the Center for Astrophysics, Harvard and Smithsonian, he tracks spacecraft. Aside from the landing last September, the runway has been quiet. There are what look like some modular trailers at one end, perhaps temporary housing for those rare times the space plane lands there. But now, satellite imagery from the commercial company Maxar shows about a dozen new buildings popping up at the site, and many of them are large.
This seems to be something that is more than just, we're coming here for the weekend.
I think we're observing what appears to be a pretty important facility for China's military space activities that appears to be growing.
Ankit Panda is at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He says the buildings resemble those seen at other Chinese military facilities, but it's unclear what they'll be used for.
This may be offices for officers, if this indeed is a site that will be a permanent military installation of some sort. Housing as well, that is another possibility.
Regardless, Panda thinks the giant runway in the middle of the desert may be about to get busier. Its remote location makes it the perfect spot to test top secret gear.
Atmospheric aircraft, high altitude drones, potential bombers, other experimental aircraft, the sort of stuff that the United States might be accused of testing at a site like Area 51.
The Chinese embassy declined to comment about the site. For his part, Panda says he'll keep an eye out for new technology on display in upcoming military parades. That might provide clues about what the Chinese government is working on at its new desert facility. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News, Washington.